A 1 mile green emerald from coast to coast. That's how state and county officials plan to market the old Cross Florida Barge Canal turned Cross Florida Greenway. The controversial 77,000 acres, once nicknamed the Big Ditch for its originally intended use as a cross-state shipping channel, has undergone a number of name changes through the years.
The Cross Florida Greenway slices the Marion County from one end to the other.
Rich Noyes is the director of Parks and Recreation for Marion County.
We're coming up on the intersection of State Road 35 and State Road 464, which is referred to by a lot of people as the million-dollar intersection. It's where the canal, the old barge canal, would have been well above sea level and was probably the most controversial portion of the barge canal, because it would have actually taken water out of the aquifer to keep the canal filled in this area.
There are other controversial aspects to the old canal route through Marion County. Back in the Depression days of the 1930s, the federal government made what was called an unprecedented move when it uprooted an entire African-American community along the canal route to start the initial diggings.
Where we're at right now is right across from the chapel of the United Methodist Church. This church, which is currently under lease to the congregation, is owned by the state of Florida, and it's part of the barge canal taking property. This is about the only building left of the Santos community that was purchased for the barge canal purposes, that's remained standing. The rest of the buildings through the community in the takings area are gone now.
Now only a sign marks the historic site to tell the locations of various businesses that once made up the Santos community in Marion County. Other relics exist showing proof of the original plans to move ships through Marion County, though pretty well hidden in the woods.
This particular site in between the two sides of traffic on 441, it's a series of old bridge stanchions that were constructed for the ship channel that was slated to be put in from the Gulf of Mexico to Ocala. These stanchions appear to be about 60 feet tall.
From a cloudy past, today's efforts may finally provide that green stuff early dreamers had for the property. County and state parks and recreation managers say the Greenway will be the economic engine for ecotourism dollars of the future. Multi-agency management teams have begun analyzing how to take existing tax dollars, staff equipment, and land to open up access to public land all across the corridor. And public access is what it's all about, says the state director for the Office of Greenways and Trails and manager for the Cross Florida Greenway, Fred Ayer.
In other words, I think that if you're going to spend tax dollars to buy land, it's not going to be to fence it off. I think you need to provide the public, where appropriate and after environmental assessments, responsible public access. It's a term that we try to use pretty vigorously here at Greenways and Trails. It has nothing to do with, it just means where the public's allowable, try to allow them to have use of the land.
Ayer, who's traversed the entire cross-state greenway some 200 times by air and land, says Florida can be thankful the property remained tied up in debate so many years.
I think that had not this land stayed, 77,000 acres, stayed in some form of legal limbo for so long and not given the chance for people to argue as different, you know, which is what was done when they lobbied of it. That was my primary job as a lobbyist in 1987. It was to help try to transfer that back to the state. But, you're correct. I think that had not the land been in such a state of legal limbo, I believe that it would have been developed just like other parts of Florida.
One of the Greenway's success stories is the Santos Mountain Biking Trail, state property improved by a partnership with the Ocala Mountain Bike Association. The internet and guidebooks rank it as the second best trail in the state.
What's your name?
Robert Bostrich.
Where are you from?
Ocala.
Is this a place that you come pretty regularly?
Yeah, I do. I try to ride this trail about three times a week, four if I'm lucky. today I'm just taking off my lunch break, skipping lunch and not eating, and instead getting some exercise and riding.
So you're on your lunch hour. What do you do?
Lunch hour. I'm an attorney, trial attorney.
We're pretty fortunate here in Ocala to have the two best mountain biking trails in the state of Florida.
Can you introduce me to your friend real quick?
Sure. This is Tom Mervin. Owns Cameo Photos in town.
I heard there was quite a great facility over here for mountain biking, and so I'm just checking to...
Very good. One of the top in the states from what I understand. Oh, it's a lot of fun back there. Trails are real nice.
Marion County will soon put out bids to construct restroom facilities on the site. Another Greenway location, which may soon bring big bucks to Marion County utilizing the Greenway, is a proposed Florida Horse Park and Agriculture Center. The Horse Park Authority plans to lease 250 acres of state lands, with an additional 100 coming from the county, for the multi-million dollar endeavor. Rich Noyes.
They're planning to do an international level horse park similar to the Kentucky and Georgia horse parks, where all manner of equestrian events can be held, horse sales and so forth.
But even with all the glittering prospects opened up by the Greenway, the money worries and the debates they cause aren't gone yet. One reason is the state's payback of $32 million to Levy, Citrus, Marion, Clay, Putnam, and Duval counties, all of which paid into the original plan. A lot of people are staking claim to the money. For example, the Horse Park Authority wants $2.1 million towards its plans for the major horse park, almost all of the money the state gave back to Marion County. Most of the counties have placed their payback into the bank while they hash out the details of where the funds should go. Besides the need to improve recreational areas such as boat ramps and campsites, all the counties face additional problems that come with rapid growth in Florida, such as handling solid waste, housing, and roads, all issues too hard to ignore. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.